Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar and Desmond Creighton. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, and writer with over four decades of automotive experience. He owned a chain of award-winning auto repair shops and is the recipient of the Transmission Industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years of automotive experience as a master technician and transmission rebuilder, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. So sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, rise and shine, all you early birds. It's time for the only automotive show in the Quad Cities area. You know, people have heard that haven't heard about the show are always asking, what's Drive Time? Well, we're about anything automotive. Every week we interview local automotive companies and show sponsors, and then that sponsor will co-host. Today we have Louie Gomez in here from Prescott Tire Pros. How are you, Louie?
Good, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, thanks. We have Desmond Creighton from Prescott Transmissions. Desmond's cracking up and turning red on us here.
How you doing, Tom?
What's up, Des?
Louis? Good. But I think it's Prescott Valley Transmissions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's only the head sponsor. I got to get that right.
All right, lay off the liquor, guys.
Already in the morning.
So we also are going to have guests calling in from around the country, actually around the world. In fact, today our guest is calling in from Talladega Super Speedway. His name's Russell Branham, and I just found out this morning that that Louie is acquainted with Russell through his racing connections.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You know, when you told me Russell's going to be on here, I've never met him face-to-face, but me being big in NASCAR since I was a little kid and actually having a NASCAR team out there, the name is known very well. Everybody looks up to Russell. He's just a cool cat.
He is, and we'll get to know him a little better. Also, here on my right, of course, you folks at home can't see that, but at Ken Freund, he's going to join us every week, and he's going to do a new feature for us. It's the Car Show Lowdown. And in this segment, he's going to highlight some upcoming car shows and motorcycle cruises and other nearby automotive events. Ken's kind of a car show junkie, I think we could call you, right, Ken?
Thanks, Tom. I guess you could. I've been interested in cars since I could just about walk. I learned to drive when I was 9, so...
That was only about 20 years ago, though.
right, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, these folks could go to the website and see his picture, Lou. You can't lie.
In fact, today is my birthday.
Really? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah, very good. And some of the other features we have on the show, we're going to have a listener question of the week, and whoever calls in on that's going to win a really cool prize. I shouldn't say calls in. They're going to email in because we don't take live calls.
Yeah. Yet.
Yet.
We'll talk to Sanford on that one.
We're going to work on that one, all right? But if your question's selected, you're going to get a $225 gift card package from our sponsors and friends of the show, Third Shot Coffee and the Tropical Smoothie Cafe. And at the end of the show, you need to stay tuned because we always choose a Drive Time song of the week. And that's submitted by email as well. You need to submit your choice and why it's your choice. Something sentimental or funny, why it's the song that you want for the song of the week. And if we pick you, you'll also get a $225 gift card package. To enter either of these contests, all you have to do is go to drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com and fill out the contact form. It's that simple. And by the way, for all you sleepheads out there, you don't have to miss a show. We post every show in a podcast on drivetimekqna.com. One more time, folks, the show's website is drivetimekqna.com. So, Desmond, you were out sick last week. You abandoned me.
Sorry about that. It was bad.
It was a bad show. No, I'm kidding. It was bad that you weren't here. Are you feeling better?
Tons better. Tons better. I appreciate you covering for me.
Well, it was my pleasure to do so and obligation, frankly. The show had to go on, as I said, right?
Yep, show must go on.
And, you know, I mentioned last week that I have known you first as a customer.
Nice.
And then we started getting together for lunch with a few other guys, car guys and stuff, and we've become kind of friends. At least I feel like you're a friend. I don't know how you feel.
Absolutely.
I'm taking
Absolutely.
A risk.
not a big risk, Tom. We're definitely considered friends.
Yeah, and Desmond, I know that you promote Prescott Valley Transmissions as a hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me, what does hassle-free mean to you?
Hassle-free means to me trying to make it as easy as possible to get in, get your car looked at, get your car repaired, have a comfortable place to be at, loaner cars to help with the inconvenience of having your car fixed. I just try to make it easy for customers, and thank you for coming to my shop.
What do you think the number one hassle people feel when they try to
getting in,
get their car work done?
Getting in. We try to offer same-day appointments, you know, when it's possible, next day, when it's convenient for you. Getting in is such a pain. My own personal vehicles, when I have to take them in, oh, we're 3 weeks out, we're a month out. Oh, my goodness. I need my car looked at today.
You know, and the other problem with that, as I see it, is someone could end up driving what could be a fairly minor problem into a major problem because they're driving it, continuing to drive it because they can't get it in to get their little problem fixed.
We see it all the time, all the time. Come in with those little problems. Let's get them taken care of while they're little. Save yourself a fortune. I mean, when you keep driving it and keep driving it and keep driving it, you just the cost keeps going up and up.
What do you do if you can't get in?
You call me. We get you in.
Louis, what do you think about continuing to drive with a problem?
You got a check engine light comes on, it freaks you out. You know, when your check engine light comes on your car, it kind of freaks you out. Like, oh, no, what's going on? What's going on? We will try to get that customer in right then. It's like, come on down. We can scan it. Let's see what's going on. If we can clear it, go for a drive. Let us know if it comes back on, then we'll schedule from there. A lot of times it's little stupid stuff. Sometimes it's very easy. Other times, if it's bigger than that, bring it down, drop it off. We'll get you light, get you as soon as we can. We don't want them driving with that because it's going to cause more headaches, especially these new cars. So many computers, so many modules, so many everything in it. And we do everything from A to Z.
And everything's so integrated, isn't it?
It sure is.
When I got my new Mercedes, I felt like I was driving a computer.
Yep, you are.
Oh, I am.
Oh, you are.
Absolutely.
You are. Yeah.
Multiple computers.
The average car has 17 computers in it now.
Yep.
17 computers.
And over 100 modules.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that there's more technology on the modern vehicle than there was on the first space shuttle.
Oh, easily.
Easy.
There's more in your telephone, your smartphone, than there was in the first space shuttle. And not the first space shuttle, but the first one that went up, you know, with Armstrong in the minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And nobody knows how to fix them yet. Well, the manufacturers, anyway. They can't decide, what did I do here? And we're fighting the right, you know, it's a big mess out there. But we do everything we can. We have the diagnostic equipment, everything we can to work on these new cars. You have to, and constantly in training. As you, Desmond.
Absolutely.
We're constantly in school. Actually, your team and my whole team is going down to Phoenix, well.
This weekend.
It's on South Phoenix and South Chandler.
Yeah, for training.
For training. And so a lot of the technicians are always in training, either at the shop, at home, or we're sending them to these. And they're not cheap.
No.
Hotel rooms are $200 a night. I'm spending six guys.
Yep.
You know?
But I only have three going.
Yeah.
How come I didn't get invited?
Well, you're not attacking. I'm not even going. My wife said no.
Anything technical is way over my head anyhow.
We got a few of the tire guys sleeping in the same room together. That's going to be great. Can't wait to see the videos on these guys.
You know, Desmond,
or maybe not,
yeah.
Desmond, you have a phrase that I like. I've come to really like it, and it's acting a little wonky.
Yes.
When the transmission or the car is acting a little wonky, it's time to get it checked.
Well, I mean, these new cars are doing weird things, and they act wonky. And you don't know what's serious and what's major. You know, get it in.
One other thing you told me, too, is just because the transmission's acting up doesn't even mean it's the transmission that's the problem.
No, many times it's not. These cars are all of these systems are linked together. The engine computer is talking to the transmission computer, the body computer, and if one sees a problem somewhere else, it'll they freak out. These cars are systems now. So it's not just back in the old days, adjust the bands. Today, there aren't even bands to adjust. There is no adjustments. We fix these cars with computer programming now. You almost have to be a computer technician to work on today's cars.
Well, you guys know that I write for Gears Magazine, which is a part of the Automatic Transmission Rebuilders Association. And I happened to be sitting in on one of their seminars not too long ago. And the technical speaker that day was saying that even a bad air filter can cause the transmission to not shift.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. Can you imagine that? I mean, you can because you see it every day.
We see it all the time.
That was news to me. And a bad batch of gas even.
Yep. A bad gas. Yeah, bad gas will have a car running rough. And when the car's running rough, you're stepping on the accelerator harder. So your transmission's shifting later and firmer. And you think something's wrong. And it's something minor.
You know, I've seen many times where a customer will take a vehicle for tires into a different place. You know, so usually a younger kid, I want a bigger, fatter, wider tire on the back of my car. They put it on, and it leaves there, and it's just going, it won't move. It goes into lit mode.
Yep.
Or a lot of time, most of the time what it is, I'll go to a tire shop, they don't have this in stock, so we'll stick this on it. And there's a lot of tire shops that all they do is tires, you know. And it comes to us, it's like, yeah, they put the wrong size tire on there. Put the right tire on there, reset the computer, it's good to go.
Louis, you just used a term that I don't know what it means, so I know a lot of the listeners won't. What's lit mode?
So your car can go into lit mode. So if you got something like in the computer or something going on, your car will go into lit mode to get you home or get you to the shop, which is good. Back in the old days, you just shut down and you just left on the side of the road. And back in the old days, mine would say Prescott Tire Pros. Everybody make fun of me because the tow truck's picking up. Now I have lit mode. At least he can get me back to the shop.
So, Desmond, what's it act like when it's in limp mode? It's limping, but what does that mean?
So limp mode is a failure management computer strategy, and it is designed to protect the car from doing any further damage. In the transmission world, we see a lot. Limp mode would be wrong gear starts. It'll lock the transmission in, say, third gear. You will only have reverse in third gear. You will start out in third gear. You'll never shift up to fourth, fifth,
sixth. Well, the computer doesn't think it's wrong gear. It thinks it's a safe gear.
Yeah, the computer picks that gear because it's a safe speed to be able to do 55 miles an hour without damaging the car.
So, Ken, have you ever experienced that?
Actually, I have. You know, I was an ASE certified master technician. I'm retired from that hard way of making a living, but I've experienced it. I've had it on my vehicles. I've also repaired it.
Would it be, for a naive person like myself, it would be kind of a scary thing to happen, right?
Yeah, it's literally happened to me. And I drive a new Gladiator. It's 2 years old, but I had all kinds of little knickknacks plugged in that you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
Faster horsepower, blah, 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 blah. Well, I was literally leaving. It was right down the street here. I'm going down the highway. All of a sudden, car just slows down. I had no throttle at all. Zero throttle. It would go up to 35 miles an hour, creep it, come to the stop sign, step on the gas, nothing. It would just automatically get itself going. It got me home. And so it was one of those things I added to it.
So what would be some things that maybe aren't major that could throw my car into limp mode?
A loose gas cap.
A loose gas cap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Faulty gas cap. And don't get one at your auto parts store. Go get one from the dealer.
Absolutely.
I'm glad we don't have an auto parts store for a sponsor, really.
Well, there's certain things, a lot of things they have that are great, but when it comes to a gas cap, something that simple, you can get a ton of them that are stamped that aren't going to work right. It's got to be a right pressured cap for that vehicle.
Good quality parts.
Or a vehicle speed sensor.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a few things can do that.
Very cheap little part that can really throw things off.
And plugging in aftermarket parts, hooking those up. They'll go good for a year, but when it goes, it was a pedal commander, went out and just shut me down.
I had my gas pedal go out on my pickup truck, and I had nothing. I had idle. That was it. As I was going across an intersection, I had no throttle response. It was a very scary. Feel sympathy for the customers because and I know what's going on, and it's scary.
So that is what they call fly-by-wire. So there was
no more computer
communication going on between your accelerator and the
engine.
And the engine. Okay.
But in the meantime, all the cars are honking at you, and you're like, I'm trying.
Right? Yeah.
They say if you can't fix it with a rock, you've got an electrical problem.
I like that.
Give me some duct tape.
Desmond, you were telling me the other day that you have some specific procedures that you go through for every car that comes in, whether it's a minor problem or they're saying there's no problem, it's just time to change the fluid, or they're experiencing something major. Tell us what you do. What's your process for going through a diagnostic? How does that work?
So our first step is we evaluate the entire car. We look over the car front to back.
Is even though you're a transmission shop.
Even though I'm a transmission shop, because all of these cars, engines work together with transmissions to differentials to body computers, even a stereo.
You have to take kind of a holistic approach to the thing.
Absolutely. The entire car needs to be evaluated. So a car comes into us. Our first step is we obviously do a full vehicle scan. We need to know what all of the computers are seeing, what all of the computers are saying to each other. We assess how the engine is running. Is the engine performance good? Is it not? Is this affecting our transmission or not? Once we have an idea of what's going on with the car, then it's time to hit the books. So many of these cars have safety recalls out, technical bulletins out on these cars, what's happening. Then we develop our game plan. As it's going throughout the repair process, each station in our repair process has a quality control check to make sure we're doing a good job. After the car is done, it's gone on an extensive road test, usually 15, 20 miles. We want to make sure that the cars get up to temperature. We try to simulate different driving styles around town, uphills, downhills, curves, straights, high speed, low speeds. Then the car's put back up in the air. We're reevaluating the car. A car gets reevaluated about 6 or 7 times throughout this process. Once it's all done, we vacuum out the car. We wipe everything down, make sure it's pretty, that no fingerprints are left behind or anything like that. We back it into a spot. And
take all the dents out, too?
Well, I know a paint blistent guy that's pretty good.
Well, the outcome of your diagnostic isn't always that it needs major work, though, is it?
No.
About how often would you say that? It's major or minor?
I would probably say around 60% of the time, maybe even a little bit less.
Be major or minor?
That it's a major issue. Most of the, I would say probably 40% is minor.
So most of the time, or I shouldn't say most of the time, a lot of the cars you look at are these ones coming in where they think they have a problem and they really don't have a major problem.
Yes.
So you're putting smiles on a lot of faces.
I do. Yeah. I can't tell you how many cars I've fixed just by cleaning battery cables. And you hand a customer a key, and what do I owe you? Nothing. And they just can't believe that we would do something like that for them.
Now, back to your process. It sounds like it takes time, and if it's a major problem, it could take days. And one of the other major hassles people report is being without a car.
Absolutely.
Losing their mobility.
Yeah.
Do you have a solution for that too?
That's why we give out loaner cars. We give them out for free. When we're working on your car and we're going to have your car for a few days, transmission's a major ordeal. You still need to get the kids to school. You still got to go to the grocery store. You still have to go to work. You still have life. I try to make it as easy as possible for people, and so we give away cars to here. Go use this while we work on your car.
So you don't just fix transmissions, you solve transportation problems too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's great. That's really cool. Here's a Drive Time news flash. We're giving away a beautifully preserved Y2K. That's a 2000 Lincoln Continental. This car was donated through Starting Point Church by one of the church's members. We also want to thank our team of sponsors, All New Again Paintless Dent Repair, Five Star Cars, Bennett Oil, Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, and Prescott Valley Transmissions. They've all pitched in to fully inspect, service, and detail this car so it's in tip-top shape. We're going to give it to a worthy veteran family in celebration of the 4th of July, but we need your help. We need you to nominate a deserving vet. You don't have to reveal any names or confidential information to enter. Just go to our contact form at drivetime.com. drivetimekqna.com. Again, that's drivetimekqna.com, and explain why your nominee veteran needs and deserves this beautiful car. We'll contact you if your entry is selected, and we'll announce the winner on our June 24th show. We plan to give the Y2K Lincoln to the winning vet at one of the Prescott Frontier Days events. So go to drivetimekqna.com and nominate your vet today. So let's move on here to Louis. Louis, I don't mean this as a joke, but there's an old joke about selling the old widow, changing the air in her tires.
Right.
That's not a joke anymore, is it?
Nope, not at all.
Tell us about that.
Nitrogen. Well, I've been selling nitrogen. You guys have all heard of nitrogen. Getting more popular now. I started selling nitrogen about 17 years ago. And I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, okay, Costco's selling nitrogen. What's nitrogen? So I started digging and finding out. Found out that NASCAR runs it in their tires. Airplanes put it in their tires. They blow up in midair. So, okay, well, nitrogen is 78%. We breathe 78% nitrogen. How is that little percentage going to make any difference whatsoever? So I had a friend of mine that was running nitrogen down in Casa Grande. And I went down and visited Dallas. And I said, okay, let's do my car with nitrogen. He said, all four tires at 30 PSI. This was about the heat of June. Down there is like 300 degrees.
At least on the road surface.
it was hovering at 100. So going down there, I checked my pressures here. I set my pressure here at 30. Got down there to Casa Grande. I was sitting at 39 PSI.
Wow.
That's normal.
And that's with regular air, though.
Regular air.
Okay.
Regular hot air. Regular air. Got down there, and I put nitrogen. I set the pressures at 35. Set them at 35 all the way around. They bled them down. We got it 100% nitrogen or 97% nitrogen. Drove up here. It only increased by 3 pounds. Went to 38. That was it. I gained 3 miles a gallon.
That, too.
That was in an 04 Hyundai Elantra.
So that means...
So that works like, wow. So
does that mean I don't have to get in those lines as the seasons change?
No, because you just run it year-round. You know what I mean? So then I said, wow, this is working really good. I called Neil out of Fag Construction. I said, Neil, I got this stuff. He goes, yeah, snake oil. I said, Neil. Then I got a hold of Cam at Yavapai Block. I've been around forever. I got all these big accounts. So Neil came and said, let's put some in some of these trucks that are running long haul. Came in Ralph's. He goes, Louie, we're saving money. Well, if you guys know where Yavapai Block and Ralph drives a gray Dodge truck. Not anymore. He drives a newer truck. But Ralph went from here to Phoenix and back. That was Ralph's run. He was a salesman, you know. And we did Ralph's truck. And we had 80 PSI on those tires. And he gained 4 miles a gallon. It's like, holy smoke. That was huge. So then we started doing the big trucks for him, for Yavapai Block, for Fan Construction, every tire. Every car that comes in with getting new tires, you're getting nitrogen. For the last year and a half, I couldn't get it. My machine broke.
Oh, no.
Last 18 months. Well, if you know my shop, everything I have is made in America, period. It took me 18 months, and I got it last week, so we're back to nitrogen. But it makes a difference. So it makes a big difference in gas mileage. The ride is different. It's a smoother ride. It just, I can't tell you why. Nitrogen, it's a bigger molecule, you know, so it doesn't permeate the sidewalls as fast. That tire light coming in all the way along from the pressures, it will not do it anymore if it's done right. Thing is, when you look for nitrogen in some places, we'll put nitrogen, they're not bleeding it down. When you bleed it down, it does great.
Hey, folks, I'm going to have to cut into this interview, Louis. I hope you excuse me. We'll come back to it. But we got a special guest calling in.
Right on.
From the Talladega Super Speedway. And it's Russell Branham. And by the way, Russell, thank you for coming or calling. And I'm excited to tell you something that you don't even know.
Well, Tom, it's great to be on the show with you. And anytime I can talk about NASCAR, I just love those times. I guess when it's been in my blood my entire life, just being able to talk about the sport is always something very, very rewarding for me. So appreciate you letting me be on today.
You bet. And I know from the couple of years I've known you now that you're very passionate about it. But here's my surprise for you. I have Louis Gomez here from Prescott Tire Pros, and they're a sponsor of the ahead, Louis.
Hey, how you doing, man? Russell.
I'm doing great, Louis.
Dude, I've heard about you since I was a little boy. No, I'm kidding.
Well, but, I might not be surprised. I might not see my name on a bathroom or something or other, but I've been in this sport for, 37 and a half years, and it's been great from the start.
You know, the way you continue with NASCAR and you keep it growing, and the thing on your end with your sports talk and your radio talk and who you know is just, when Tom told me you were on here, I said, I know that name. Well, we do have a cup. We have a car in the Xfinity Series, the number 8, and Dale Jr.
Yes, absolutely.
Dale Jr. is our owner. Josh Berry is our driver, and hopefully he'll be moving up to Cup this next year. But, so I've been, I've never been to Talladega, but that's my dream track to go to, but just
well, I can tell you this. Talladega has been good to the Earnhardts. Of course, Dale Sr. won here 10 times.
He's got the record, Dale, doesn't he?
He does have the record.
He does,
here,
yeah, most, times.
And he, his son, Dale Jr., whom you have a relationship with, won here 6 times. So right now it's a tie for second between Dale Jr., Jeff Gordon, and the only active driver today with 6 is Brad Keselowski. But Dale Jr. is the only one to win 4 events in a row here. He was very, very good there for a little stretch. And this is Earnhardt country, so you need to come to Talladega and see what it's all about. It's not only the greatest racing on the planet, but it's also the greatest experience, too. It's just fun for the entire family.
And, that's one of the questions I want to ask you because, we're in Phoenix all the time. I'm in Vegas, and I started my first NASCAR races in Riverside, California.
I remember the racetrack very well.
So it tells you how long ago it was, that they had Ontario. I think they raced there one time. But we do the experience here in Phoenix. Now, if we got a tiny track here, and NASCAR did one heck of a job redoing it, But we have an experience here, but it's nothing like Talladega. What is the Talladega experience?
Well, first of all, I would say that Phoenix is a great venue, too. I've been there many times, and that place has its own characteristics of being located where it is, the beautiful mountains around it, the hill outside of turns 1 and 2 there, and exactly what they've done over the years has been fantastic. Our finale to the NASCAR's championships are out there now, so just a great venue. And but as far as Talladega is concerned, this is the biggest racetrack that there is in NASCAR. We're 2.66 miles as far as an oval. We're 2.666 miles. We're 33 degrees of banking here, almost 5 stories tall. We're the widest racetrack. And the record for speed in NASCAR, the official record, is 212.809 miles per hour. And that was run by one Bill Elliott, the father of NASCAR champion Chase Elliott. Both of them now have titles. And that was turned in 1987. So over the years, I don't know if you remember, but in that race at Talladega back in 1987, we had Bobby Allison get up into the fence. The car sort of lifted up and got into the fence, and that was really the beginning of restrictor plate racing, as NASCAR would implement that in 1988, and that's carried on through today. We're basically they're reducing that airflow and stuff through that carburetor and the gas flow, and it basically makes it where the cars run around 195 to 200 miles per hour here to keep the speeds down and to keep the cars on the racetrack. And safety is number one with NASCAR. So what it has done, it's really made some incredible racing here where we've had, 3-4 wide racing at, 200 miles per hour. We've had finishes that are, 0.002 seconds, which is just a matter of inches.
It's crazy.
Ryan Blaney's won 2 races here, and both of them were by 0.007 seconds, so less than a foot. So from a racing perspective, we've got it covered. We have seats here, but most of the time fans are standing because they want to be able to see everything because you're just standing there, you're biting your fingernails. It's just so exciting.
Right.
But from an experience standpoint, the infield at Talladega, someone asked me, they said, if you were not in racing, what racetrack would you want to go to? And my answer is, and again, I grew up 1 mile from Darlington Raceway. I'm a Darlington, South Carolina native, went to races there my entire life. Me, as a small child all the way up through my teenage years, I had an uncle that was single, Our family loved racing. He took me to Charlotte, Rockingham, North Wilkesboro, Atlanta, Martinsville, Richmond, all the tracks within a driving distance. I went to all those venues. Love them all today.
Yeah.
And love Darlington. But from a racing perspective, watching the race here on the track, seeing what we've got, plus the added part of that is just the racing experience for the race fans. You know, camping here is monumental. We've got about 2,700 acres, and we have a lot of folks that come in with their campers. And you have people from all walks of life, but I've never walked through the infield here where I was not offered food, a beverage, people just wanting to talk. And I'm talking about, I could take off my credential and I can take off my Talladega shirt and just throw on a T-shirt. It's the same with everyone. It's sort of like a pilgrimage. It's like a big fraternity almost, and just a big family where you can just go through there and just have a really good time. I had a really good friend of mine, one of my childhood friends who I went to races with as a kid, who came down to Talladega this past spring for our Geico 500 weekend. And he brought his camper, and it was his wife and his sister and her husband. They came here on Wednesday, and they left Monday morning and said it was the best time they had ever had going to a venue and taking their camper because they had met so many people, and it was just so cool to be here. So it's a great venue. It's been here since 1969 when Big Bill France, yeah, whenever he built this racetrack, he wanted a Palace of Speed. And by golly, he got it, and it's the most competitive racetrack that there is in the sport. Yes. You know, they measure lead changes at the start-finish line today. So this race here for 500 miles is 188 laps. Well, twice we've had 88 lead changes there at the finish line. So that shows you how many times, yeah, and that doesn't count again, the lead changes we have during just laps in turn three or down the backstretch or through the trioval. That's just measured at the start-finish line. So,
Russell, I'm going to jump in real quick.
Yeah.
You know, as the host of the show, I kind of screwed up right from the beginning. I didn't tell the listeners who you are other than your name. Russell is the vice president of business operations, track operations, at the Talladega Super Speedway. And Russell, that incorporates an awful lot, and clearly your old days of marketing for NASCAR are really showing through as you talk to us as well. But remember last year, or I guess it's 2 years ago now, that when you introduced me to Andrew Gurtis over at Daytona?
Daytona, yeah.
You know what Andrew said about Talladega?
What did he say?
And he said, Talladega is Daytona without the mistakes.
That's right. You know, whenever you build something, the next time you build something again, you learn from it. And so Mr. France built Daytona, and the first Daytona 500 was in 1959. And then 10 years later, he built a little bit bigger track, a little bit bigger, a little bit wider, a little bit faster, a little bit steeper. And that's where he came up with Talladega. The one thing that he did do different, the start-finish line is in the trioval at Talladega. He was looking for ways to sell tickets down near the finish, down toward turn one, so he built grandstands down that way. And as a result, he put the finish line about 1,250 feet closer from the center of the trioval, closer to turn one, and that's where we've had many races from that trioval to the center,
oh, yeah,
to that start-finish line. Many races have been won and lost. Drivers have made slingshots coming through the trioval to win the race. So the guy who was winning at the trioval didn't win at the finish line. It happened many, many times here.
It's pretty crazy how many NASCAR drivers, that was the only race they won. There's quite a few, isn't there?
Yeah, there was Bobby Hill, and I actually talked to Bobby leading up to the race here a few weeks ago. Phil Parsons was another one, Richard Brickhouse, another one, Dick Brooks, a host of those guys. And this racetrack has also produced the first win for many. Davey Allison won his first here. Kenny Schrader won his first here. So it's been a great venue for not only the competitors but also the fans alike.
So I want to step away from Talladega for a minute and go to Russell Branham, the man. Russell, it would be a huge mistake if I didn't give you the opportunity to tell us your David Pearson story.
Well,
I mean, that's that's where you won my heart, man, when you told me that story.
Well, I've probably told so many stories too, Tom. Let me see if I can figure out the one you're talking about. But you know, whenever you grow up, you know, from 1 mile from Darlington Raceway, and you go to races, and you know, you just grow up loving the sport. And I did that. And my family, way back when, they were Ford fans. And at the time, in 1972, David had just started driving for the Wood Brothers, which was a Mercury and was a Ford product, basically. And he had won two championships in a Ford in 68 and 69. And so, anyway, I was a big time David Pearson fan, and my uncle owned the airport there in Darlington. Mm-hmm. And so David, living in Spartanburg, South Carolina, he would fly his airplane from Spartanburg and land at my uncle's airport. And I was the little snotty-nosed kid that was there that day, knowing he was going to be flying in. I was down there to greet him. And, you know, I'm 7, 8 years old, and here I get to meet my hero. And, you know, he started sort of knowing me. Every time he'd come in for the race, he would bring me something, whether it be a hat, whether it be a jacket, whether it be a T-shirt, et cetera. So I was always a Pearson fan whenever I was growing up. And, you know, we would go to races, and a lot of times if something were happening to him, if he blew a motor or got in a wreck or whatever, I was ready to go because he was my guy. Fast forward years later, I'm graduated in college, and I'm covering the sport as a writer, and I get a phone call one day from a guy who worked for Chattanooga Chewing Tobacco, which was a sponsor of David's team that he now owned as an owner, and his son Larry drove in the Xfinity Series. Back then it was the Busch Series. And so anyway, they were looking for a PR guy. They were looking for someone young they could sort of mold and make into their own. And lo and behold, I got the job. And for a year, I traveled to every racetrack with Larry, Ricky, Eddie, the three boys, and David. You know, it was a very small race team. Larry won two championships in Xfinity Series. But, you know, I got to be really a part of the family. And it began my relationship with David as far as, you know, becoming very, very close. After traveling him for a year, I went to Darlington as the PR person. They decided to hire me. So I went back to my home racetrack, and I was there for 10 years. And of course, David had won 10 races there, so I would bring him in to do a lot of PR things because he was still of interest to the media. He won there 10 times. And so over that time, my relationship just kept getting stronger and stronger. After 10 years there, I decided to go work for Jeff Burton, and we created a little marketing company, and I brought David on as a client. And, you know, we would make him a little money here and there. You know, we got him on the Wheaties box, which was a pretty cool thing where they did some things with some NASCAR drivers. Made him some appearances where he could make some money and everything else. Well, anyway, we just got to be really close. I would drive to Spartanburg there to the house, to the shop. And I was just always close with those guys, and it was really pretty much a dream come true for a kid to sort of idolize a guy who happened to be a race car driver as a kid, and then get to grow up and work for him, then work with him, and then eventually just become friends with him. And so,
Russell, I'm going to have to cut you a little short here. I want you to get to the capstone of this whole story, if you don't mind, because you had an honor beyond honor.
Yeah, the great thing was David called me after he was named to the NASCAR's Hall of Fame that they were going to induct him, or they put him in there. He called me and asked me to induct him. And I started crying. Wow. I mean, it was one of the coolest things I've ever gotten. I told him, I said, well, you need to think about Leonard Wood also. I said, Leonard Wood's going to want to do it. So he said, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to get you both to do it. So that's what we did in 2011. Myself and Leonard Wood, I got up and spoke about 5 minutes, and then I turned it over to Mr. Wood, who officially inducted him. And it was one of the proudest moments of my life. It shows that dreams can come true. Sure. It shows that you can become great friends with your heroes. And it's something I'll never forget.
Russell, I didn't know you could do anything in 5 minutes.
It was hard to do, but I did it. But I cherish the moment. It's one of the coolest things I've ever done, and I love the man like a father, and I'll always love him. You know,
Well, that's such a great story, and I'm glad we had time to squeeze it in. And hey, Russell, would you come back again on another show?
Man, I'd love to talk. Anytime you want to talk racing, Tom, I'd love to talk to you and Louie. Anytime you love to talk. I love the historical piece of it. I love today as well. So I would love to talk to you anytime you'd like to. You
know, thanks for coming on. And Louie, you got some parting words for Russell?
It was just great talking to you. You know what I mean? I've got to make it out to Talladega maybe next spring race, because two races a year out there at Talladega. And for all of our fans out there, you need to get there and start watching this NASCAR. If you're not watching, I know a lot of people didn't like the new car tomorrow. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun to watch. There's a lot of strategy going on. You got to come out there and watch it and just get into NASCAR. And I am constantly pumping out my customers, Russell, to get out there in NASCAR. I'm always giving out tickets and doing what I can on my end. You know what I mean? But thank you for what you do, because what you're doing on that end is it's mind-boggling, you know?
Well, I tell you this, it's a team effort, Louie, on everybody. It's the tracks, it's NASCAR, it's the teams, it's drivers. It's Dale Jr., who's very, very special to us, yep, helping us do things to generate interest in these racetracks and help us sell tickets, because that's what our job is, to provide entertainment for our fans and get people here to experience the ultimate in motorsports.
You know, the North Wilkesboro thing that just came up, that just happened, over the top. You know what I mean?
It was cool. I mean, it's super, super cool, man. Absolutely.
Super cool. From a place to go out there weeding it 2.5 years ago to look what it did. You know what I mean? And the people in that town are happy. It's really, North Wilkesboro has really kick butt. All the people around there are happy. It's just going to get better and better. The new tracks that NASCARs are going to, opening stuff up, it's going to be pretty amazing, you know. So keep rocking what you're doing. Us little boys down here will try to do what we can on our end. And I can't wait to talk to you again and maybe meet you in person.
Luke, come see it. Listen, Tom got to go to the Daytona 500, he and his wife. So both of y'all need to come to Talladega now. Put it on your bucket list, okay?
You just said that in front of three other guys, Louie. Or Russell, I mean.
You know, it was really cool. I have not been to the Indy 500. One of my customers has been going since 1972. I just got to get his tickets for the rest of my life until I pass them on. I got each seat's $115 apiece. Killer seats. And from here on out, I get to go every year because I took over his tickets.
Wow.
So I got two for that. But, no, the Indy 500 is cool, but there's nothing like Talladega. I got to get to Talladega, and that will happen.
Hey, Russell, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it, and we will definitely have you back. A great guest.
Let me know. Would love to. You guys have a good day. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, guys, one of our show sponsors is Bennett Petroleum. Lenora Bennett Bateman is the CEO there. Very nice lady. She's going to be coming on the show occasionally. And like all the sponsors, I wanted to go in and go to their business. And the other day I dropped in over there unannounced just to see how I'd be treated. You know, and I didn't go to their gas station. They have a Texaco station there on Sheldon. I went into their executive offices, and I was greeted warmly, and Susie came out. She's kind of their accounting, and she's everything there. It's amazing. She knows so much about the chemical compositions of the oils and the fuels and their transportation unit, and I couldn't believe how big of a company Bennett Petroleum, Bennett Oil is. They have 40-some tanker trucks delivering fuel into New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada,
all over Arizona.
You know, and she was telling me about the chemical compositions of the oils and all. And, you know, it's appropriate. Here we just interviewed Russell from Talladega Super Speedway, and here they also are into racing fuels and oils.
Racing fuels and oils and all the VP products, that's right. We put in all my customers' cars. VP is the best product we found out there. It's local, guys. Shop local, shop local, shop local.
Amen.
And, you know, you won't meet a nicer CEO.
No, she's
I never
amazing.
Have.
She is amazing. Her brother's kind of cool, too. I've known her well. But, no, she is amazing. She really is.
The whole family seems to be amazing. And everyone that worked in there was like...
What's it, 85 years they've been in business?
Something like
year,
that. It's been a long
year
time.
This year is their 85th anniversary.
You were only 5 years then, Tom.
Very funny, man. I knew you were funny. You know, she even, this is how nice they are. They have a lessee there. It's called Miller's Grill. Miller's Grill is, it's like, it's the C store at the Texaco station there on Sheldon. And they have all homemade stuff.
Great
she
food.
Gave me permission to plug Miller's Grill. And they
breakfast
are,
burritos, have you tried those?
I've heard they're tremendous.
For a while, they had, before COVID, they had a server. They used to come around the food trucks, come to the shop. Oh, Yeah, I gain a lot of weight.
And it's all homemade stuff.
Homemade right there. It's really good. Pull in there, fill up your tank with gas, go in there and get some munchies and leave. Stay away from the big corporate places. Go in there and see them.
Yeah.
They're great food.
Such a great family business. So anyhow, just remember Bennett Oil over on Sheldon, and tell them that you were sent in by us guys over here at Drive Time.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for the Car Show Countdown with Ken Freund. Let me introduce you to my good friend Ken. He's going to give you the lowdown every week. Ken's a true car and motorcycle enthusiast, having restored several collector cars and motorcycles. He's ridden motorcycles across six of the world's seven continents. He's tested and evaluated motorcycles on virtually all the major motorcycle manufacturers, and then he reviewed them and wrote articles in his columns in Rider Magazine and Roadrunner Magazine. In the meantime, Ken's agreed to give us a lowdown on upcoming car shows and motorcycle events. Take it away, Ken.
Oh, thank you, Tom. You know, due to our chilly winters in this area, most of the car and motorcycle shows and events shut down between about November and April. So right now, we're kind of like there's all kinds of things going on and coming up. Let's start with a motorcycle event. There's fewer of those, but there's a bike and ATV night at Founding Fathers, which is 218 North Granite Street, Prescott, every Wednesday from 5 to 8:30. There's still time today to check this next one out. It's a big one. The Williams Historic Route 66 Car Show. It's hosted by the American Legion up there. It started Friday, June the 9th, and continues today, June 10th, all day. It extends along Historic Route 66 downtown for many blocks with hundreds of cool cars and trucks typically showing up. For more information, hit up Williams Historic Route 66 carshow.com. Another car show today, June 10th, is at Touchmark at the Ranch, Prescott, from 10 to 1, with live music and food and drinks. It's across the highway and up the hill from Costco. On Wednesday, June 14th, there will be a cruise-in and drive show at Living Faith Church, 7225 North Coyote Springs Road, PV. It's held from 5:30 to 8 p.m. They'll be serving barbecue hot dogs and have live music. The Righteous Rod's sixth annual car show will be Saturday, June 17th, starting at 8 a.m. with music and food available. It's at Memory Park, West Palomino Road, and North Road 1 West in Chino Valley. That's a mouthful. Another motorcycle event coming up is at Legends Harley-Davidson in Mayer on Route 69, June 17th. It'll be noon to 4 p.m. with live music, food, and drinks. A little further out is the annual Pronghorn Ranch Car Show. It'll be June 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 7051 Antelope Meadows Drive, Prescott Valley. Free to the public. There is a fee to display cars. Another show the same day is Prescott Cars and Coffee, June 24th, 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's located on the Gateway Mall parking lot near Bed Bath & Beyond. It's held every fourth Saturday, free to all. There's also some regular monthly shows. There's the first Wednesday, 6 p.m. In-N-Out Burgers or Volkswagens are featured. First Friday of the month at McDonald's in Chino Valley, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Big car show, free to everybody with prizes. There's a second Friday, Sally B's Restaurant by Safeway in Prescott Valley, 4 to 7 p.m. Second Saturday is the Park Collective, 7450 Pavway in Prescott Valley, Cars and Coffee. That's in the morning. The third Thursday is the Prescott Antique Automobile Club. That's in the early evening at Sprout Shopping Center by Sheldon and Montezuma in Prescott. Further information, you can look on arizonacarshows.com. And for the latest info, check out Arizona Gearheads, that's AZ Gearheads, on Facebook. Many of these are also covered there. So if you didn't catch something, you can also check there.
Well, Ken, thanks a lot. We look forward to having you come back next week for the Car Show Lowdown. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars over those years. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. I've got a lot to tell you about Five Star Cars. It's truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I got to tell you, I was favorably impressed. They said that they say they're a stress-free dealership, and they mean it. Five Star Cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles constantly being added. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a very comprehensive inspection process. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail, and add a 1,000-mile warranty just to make sure you're provided the best pre-owned vehicle available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report right on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your car for cash. And the owner of Five Star Cars is Bruce Wallace. And Bruce says, "We've been around this town a long, long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with a Better Business Bureau accredited A-plus rating. And the customer reviews on the website validate that BBB A-plus rating. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure to give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Just drop in for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com, and click on the Five Star Cars link. It will take you straight to their website. That music means it's time to announce the winner of the Listener Question of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com, and submit your car repair question or concern. If your entry is selected, you win. It's that simple. Congratulations to this week's winner. You get a $225 gift card package from our sponsors and one of our friends of the show, Third Shot Coffee and Acai, located in Gateway Mall next to Starting Point Church. My personal favorite is the Prescott Power Acai Bowl. It's protein-packed with all kinds of natural peanut butter and a whole bunch of other nutritious stuff. It's a perfect meal replacement. They also serve specialty coffees, breakfast, bakery goods. Let them know that you heard about them on the Drive Time Radio Show. So Lila from the Quad Cities area submitted the Listener Question of the Week this week, and her message was, in a nutshell, "Hey, Tom and Desmond, leaks, leaks, leaks." She says her sunroof in her 2010 limited edition Ford Escape that has all the whistles and bells is leaking. And she bought it used, never investigated it, and then the first rainstorm they had, it started leaking, and it's ruining the headliner. She lived in Oregon at the time, and now she's moved down here to Arizona, and she wants some guidance on who might be able to fix it for her. She looked online, and she checked out a few other companies that said just blow out the rain gutter, or whatever it's called, around the sunroof, and that's all it'll take to fix it. Well, she said that didn't work. Guys, I think it's pretty simple. She moved to Arizona. She didn't have to worry about rain anymore.
Just that the truth. Stick an umbrella out of your driver's side window, you're good, huh?
You know, Tom, I think the guys at Paintless Dent Repair would be great to take care of this issue for them. We were discussing this off air, and they feel that they can handle this pretty easily.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear your guys' input.
Yeah, from what you were talking about earlier, they have this thing down, it sounds like, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, and Desmond. So, yeah, definitely recommend. Those guys are great. They're amazing over there, and they've dealt with it before. So that's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Apparently, it's not a molding problem, but it's more of a drainage problem.
And exactly.
Just like rain gutters.
Yeah.
I was amazed to find out that there was four different drains in there, not just one.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah.
And I got to say, with Arizona guys, we've gotten a lot more water the last few years than we have ever.
Oh, thank gosh.
Yes.
So what do you guys think? What do you guys think of All New Again Paintless Dent Repair? What do you think of those guys?
I think they're awesome. So part of us is Prescott Auto Body. Gary's right across the street from me. They're there all the time doing all the paintless stuff, you know, doing phenomenal work, over the top.
Oh, you mean All New Again comes out. They're mobile.
Yeah.
They're mobile, too.
Yeah. They come out there and do it and set up and do the paintless dirt repair right there at the body shop.
It's really something to watch, isn't it?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't. I'm usually too busy. But they're over there, get them all fixed up, and they ship them out.
I personally have used them, and they did a phenomenal job. The price was great. I had dented a customer's car, took it over there to get it fixed. And after they were done, me and the customer, we were sitting there with the fine-tooth comb. They couldn't tell it. They were happy. I was happy. Everybody was happy.
They like
great
to say,
job.
They like to say, we give you results you can't see. We can't give you results you can't see, or it's free.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're good. They're honest on that free thing. I mean, they don't charge if they can't make that repair invisible, literally invisible.
And their processes, I was just glimpsing in at their thing, that their processes are really high tech. They had lined lights, so they're it was impressive.
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time over there. You know what else I liked? We talked about same-day appointments.
Yep.
They never turned anyone away and said, oh, you don't have an appointment, and they're busy. People come in, oh, let's go out and take a look at it. I mean, they were so friendly. It's like all they need is a potbelly stove, and they could be a Norman Rockwell painting.
Yeah, perfect.
So,
good guys.
Anyhow, they're terrific, and they're over in Prescott Valley on Long Mesa Drive. But just go to drivetimekqna.com. That's our website, drivetimekqna.com, and click on the link to Paintless Dent Repair, and there will be a map there and everything for you.
Awesome.
Here's a Drive Time news flash. We're giving away a beautifully preserved Y2K. That's a 2000 Lincoln Continental. This car was donated through Starting Point Church by one of the church's members. We also want to thank our team of sponsors, All New Again Paintless Dent Repair, Five Star Cars, Bennett Oil, Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, and Prescott Valley Transmissions. They've all pitched in to fully inspect, service, and detail this car so it's in tip-top shape. We're going to give it to a worthy veteran family in celebration of the 4th of July, but we need your help. We need you to nominate a deserving vet. You don't have to reveal any names or confidential information to enter. Just go to our contact form at drivetimekqna.com. Again, that's drivetimekqna.com, and explain why your nominee veteran needs and deserves this beautiful car. We'll contact you if your entry is selected, and we'll announce the winner on our June 24th show. We plan to give the Y2K Lincoln to the winning vet at one of the Prescott Frontier Days events. So go to drivetimekqna.com and nominate your vet today. There's my musical reminder again. It's time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. To enter, just go to our website, drivetimekqna.com. That's drivetimekqna.com, and submit your favorite car or motorcycle song along with a funny, sentimental story about why it's your favorite. By the way, don't forget that you can listen to our podcast replays of the show on our website, too. Congratulations to this week's winner of the $225 gift card package from our sponsors and one of the friends of the show. That's the Tropical Smoothie Cafe, located on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. I happen to love their peanut butter cup smoothie with peanut butter, banana, and chocolate, and I like to add a shot of coffee for a little extra pop. They also serve sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. Give them a try and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. So folks, this week's winner is Natalie from Prescott. Natalie's favorite song is one I'd never heard of, but I found it from back in the 50s. Here's Black Denim Trousers and Motorcycle Boots by the Diamonds. By the way, her reason for choosing this song? She says her husband was actually a member of the Diamonds. So here you go, Natalie.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took out like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, Mother, I love you. He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, and everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took up like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Begged him not to leave. She said, I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve. But her tears were shed in vain, and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. Then he took off like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise. But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle
they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Remember to join Desmond and me next week when our co-host will be All New Again Paintless Dent Repair in Prescott Valley. And we'll also be joined by our special guest, Brian King, who's nationally known for his one-of-a-kind 1,000 horsepower all-wheel drive Cutlass. This is a story you won't want to miss. Until next week, enjoy your ride and may God keep you safe.
It's Drive Time!